Yeah, you have to be. You do, but it's a good type of madness. An enjoyable type of madness, but it takes a while to get there, now, to be honest, for it to be comfortable anyhow. But it's a milestone anybody who has any sporting bit in their body at all just wants to get to. So I think it's a nice milestone to get to, and it's a nice thing to do, and there's a nice sense of achievement when you do it. So yeah, you carry that with you forever, even if you do one marathon or 100 marathons.
And it's something you can see the kind of relief and the glow when somebody crosses that finish line, particularly when you're watching something like the Dublin Marathon or, you know, one of the bigger ones, Boston or that, like, you know, it's just this relief, I suppose, that comes off of people. It's brilliant.
It's a weird euphoria. I don't know. It's never left me from my very first marathon finish line up to now. It doesn't dissipate anything at all. Every time you finish, it's just the best feeling in the world, isn't it? There's nothing like it, I don't think, personally myself. Like, it's a great feeling. Like,
And tell us a bit about your first one. When was that, and why did you decide to do it in the first place?
I'd done a lot of running when I was young, but it was only short running, but what I class as short running, not competitive at all, like Lorraine when she was young. But I just used to just run with my father, who'd been very, very sporty. And I just, the usual thing when you hit 16, 17, other things just become more important. And I was getting married in 2009, and I was just overweight. And my wife is a tiny little petite thing. So I said, here, I just need to look a bit better in the wedding photos. So I said, oh, I'll get back into running again. I said, Asher, I used to do it years ago, so I might as well do it again. That's no problem. I enjoyed it then. And that first day, I ran 400 meters and I had to walk home. I got that bad of a stitch, and I
Yeah.
was just totally just dismayed at how unfit I was. And I'd be stubborn as could be, as everybody knows, who knows me knows. So I just said, from that point on, I just said, no, this is, I mean, I was 27 years old at the time. And I said, a 27-year-old shouldn't be this unfit. So I said, I need to just get going again. And I had set myself a target of 5K. Within, by the time I was getting married in 12 weeks, so I said, I set myself, I could run 5K without stopping comfortably in that, and that was my aim, and I'd done that. So, and I lost about 2.5 stone, but in that 12 weeks, so that was my main reason to start running, was to lose weight.
I'm 27 at the minute, so you're making me feel a little bit bad. And we're going to chat to
No,
a we're going to chat to
no,
Lorraine now, who's going to make me feel a bit worse, because we're catching up with you
it's
following the Belfast 24-Hour International, where I read, I'm not sure I can believe this, 128 miles is what you ran. Is that right?
Yeah, that's there on, yeah. Like, that's my third best time in 24 hour, I think. I've done three. I think my best has been two, oh God, I'll have to do it in kilometers.
Yeah, 215, 216.
215 kilometers, yeah, is my best. And that, I did that in 2019. I got selected for the Worlds in Albi. And so, yeah, I run a PB over there. Oh yeah, I just love it. I really do.
For everyone keeping tabs at home, 128 miles is from Wexford Town to Dundalk. So that's basically right up into the border. So can you just explain to us how a 24-hour race works?
So during a 24-hour race, it's usually on a looped track, which is brilliant for safety, and then you can have all your fuel there. I think the last one was a mile loop, and you keep going for 24 hours. Everyone has their own strategy. You can stop if you want, you can sit down if you want, but obviously the person who does the longest distance is the winner. So you really don't have time to be sitting down. You have to eat on the go. There obviously is toilets and stuff, port-a-loos around, you can use them. But it's all about just keep going, 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 no matter, you know, what pace you're doing. And that's it really. And plus you have to have a really good crew with you to handle your stuff as well. It just makes it easier, and you need them there when you get into the dark moments, because no matter what, you will hit a few low points during it.
And you do have a good crew there. You had the likes of Maria McDonald doing a 50K race. You had Anne-Marie O'Brien running her first ever 100, and Anna Monahan reaching 100 miles as well. So it is kind of an individual event, I suppose, trying to run 128 miles. But to have that team behind you must be so important.
It is, yeah. Like, they weren't actually, our crew were actually people like who were family members. It wasn't actually the guys like that, but they are encouraging as well, because everyone's helping each other around the course. But yeah, it's really, really important, because during the night when you're really, you know, you can be get down, and sometimes you want to give up. It depends what way your race is going. They can say, like, you know, you've done the training for this, get back out there.
Yeah.
Just, you know, encouraging words.
And how do you go about training for, you know, over 100 miles? How does that even enter your head?
You just have to go out day after day. You run on very tired legs. It does take a lot of dedication and commitment. You might get up very early in the morning, so it's not impinging too much on your family, and because you've work as well. And you have to remember as well about your fuel and recovery as well, because rest is just as important. So it's just about running day after day. Yeah.
Just time on the legs, really. It's all what we always say. Be it fast running, be it slow, long running, just slogging in the trails, on the roads, everything just added together. And hopefully as many of your friends can join you for it all, because a good few of us do it too. So
we've so many now doing it, and it's really encouraging. And we all like to travel as well, and it's all about the social interaction and the crack, the banter.
In 2018, me and a friend were running together. Paul Duggan is his name. He's ran 500 or 600 milers now, and 24-hour races. And it was just like he'd have a lull, and I'd get him through it, and then I'd have a lull maybe for 2 or 3 miles, and he'd get me through it. And it was like, if he hadn't have been there, I don't think I'd have been able to do as well. Or if I hadn't have been there, he said he wouldn't be able to do as well. You know, it's just, it's a team effort. And Lorraine has that extra little thing that some of us don't have, that she's top tier kind, you know, and she's able to get into that mindset of her own that all the super elites get into. Like, but thankfully we all have friends there to help us through these bad times too.
That's why I suppose a club like this is so important. And Paddy, I make it this your fifth year in existence now, so still going strong and getting stronger as well. So why did you guys decide to set up this group, and was it difficult to set up in the first place?
We all kind of had the same idea. We were all running together in a group, Run for Fun it was called. We used to run with James Whitty from Whitford Hotel, and we all just love running, and we all love distance running. James was an elite distance runner himself, like, so we all just got this little thing in our head. There's no real club in Wexford that really does super, super long distances, like. And so he said, oh sure, maybe we'll set up our own club that'll kind of cater for that specifically, from half martins upwards, like. And it seems to work out. We've got a very good crew on board. So,
and Paddy, we were speaking to Shane McCormick, the athletics coach there recently, and he was talking about how in Ireland we kind of seem to get very interested in athletics and running when the Olympics roll around every 4 years, and then that interest kind of drops off in the other 3 years. So do you think that there is that momentum now for people to get out and start running the roads?
Well, I think that the lockdowns kind of got a lot more people kind of out doing cycling and running and swimming and things, and it was brilliant that way. It was one good thing that came out of it. So hopefully people will stick at it now that the countries are starting to open back up again. As Shane said, that does happen, but it's a very heavy sport. It's hard to keep a mojo going all the time. Like, people do kind of need something to focus on. So at least the Olympics, they would kind of, you know, get people going again. If more things like that were happening, I think a lot more people would be involved a lot more of the time. So.
And that's why, I suppose, something like the, you know, the Euro Cross Country that's coming here tomorrow, that's a huge event. And, you know, it's not strictly a marathon or an ultra run, but it's a hell of an event to try put yourself through as well. So it's great to see that competitions like this are coming here and recognising that Ireland is the place to have these.
Yes,
yeah,
because exactly.
I'm going tomorrow up to that.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see the athletes, because I've been following some of them over the years. And we also had the World 24 Hours in Dublin, or in Belfast, sorry, in 2018, was it, Paddy?
Yeah.
And that was brilliant to have that there as well.
The best in the world, that what we're interested in as well, is because it's a sport that you don't see too often on television. It's only starting to come on television now, the ultra running. People kind of, for years, thought that running kind of stopped at marathon distance, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be getting more popular now, and they seem to be following bigger distances more, so. Which is a good thing.
And I'm sure, Lorraine, you'll be keeping your eyes on Fionnuala McCormick after her brilliant showing in Valencia last weekend. She got 2 hours 23.58. That was her time last week. So for some people listening, that might be just numbers, but just try to explain to us how incredible that time is.
Well, I've done marathons, like, and I trained specifically for one following a hard plan, and I got a 3:24 or something, and that was tough. So she's running like an hour quicker.
Yeah,
I can't imagine. Like, I'd say it's unbelievable, isn't it, Paddy? I think that's the second fastest Irish woman, is it?
Second fastest Irish woman behind Katrina McKinnon, yeah.
And only about a minute behind as well. So it just shows that we are reaching the upper levels. And, you know, especially when you look at Fionnuala, and she's, you know, just done that last weekend in Valencia, and now she's going to put herself through another big tough test tomorrow, which just, you know, it's the mental side of these athletes, I suppose, is even more impressive than the kind of physical effort that they put in.
That's it. Yes. Yeah, definitely.
And Paddy, for your own club here locally, you know, I know you don't just do marathons and ultra runs. You do kind of 5K up, kind of more manageable distances for people if they wanted to start off. Is that right?
Well, we kind of said when we set up the club, we kind of wanted it to focus on longer distances. But then the more we thought about it, the bread and butter of running is 5 and 10Ks, really. So you kind of have to cater for the people who want to do that too. And people say to us, like, oh, gosh, how do you do a 100-kilometer race or an 80-kilometer race in the mountains or anything? And these are people who are doing 15 and 16-minute 5Ks, which I couldn't even dream of doing if I trained for the next 10 years. So there's no, to me, running is running, be it a 100-meter sprinter or a 100-mile runner. I think if you run, to me, you're amazing, and it's amazing. And we cater for anything now, from what you class as distance running, from 5, 10Ks upwards. Like, so.
And I'm sure plenty of people listening to this will want to get involved now and, you know, and hopefully be inspired by the likes of the cross country and the Olympics this year. And how can they get involved with you guys? How can they get in touch?
I just need to contact us on Facebook or contact our PRO. And the new year now, we'll be having a registry night as well. So, but they can contact us at any time on our Facebook or anything like that. We'll get back to them, the PRO, I'll get back to them, and they can get involved. People are a bit nervous too, because they see the word marathon club, but they shouldn't be nervous. Like, as I said, we cater for everything, and it's they're very easy going. And for some, it's great to see somebody who's never ran any more than a 5K or a 10K in 6 months all of a sudden running their first marathon, because they've just got involved with a group of people who are just interested and love running and are interested in exactly the same things as them.
And of course, a brilliant social side to the club as well, where you can make friends, and, you know, you're not just going to do this on your own.
Yeah, totally. Well, I've said it from the start. Like, if the social aspect of it is not there, I don't see any interest in it. Like, if all running is to you as a digital clock at the end, I think you're missing out on something. I think the social side of it is just as important as the times you do and the training and everything. So.